bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin. But they still reveal things to us. As they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table, the story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Bone Throwers Theater for our special one-shot edition of Shadowrun. My name is Jeremy. I am the GM, also playing Jeannie,
slash Blondie.
Blondie, the small elf.
This is Johnny, and yep, I failed yet another memory roll.
My name is Jordan, and I am playing Magic Foot, the magical elf.
My name is Aaron, and I am playing the dwarf.
Still here with Mike, playing the troll. All
right, and we just left off at the EM tank security level. Room full of tanks filled with some sort of liquid.
With EM.
And by tanks, you mean giant vats.
Yes, vats.
Energy magic.
There's a lot of...
electromagnetic.
And there seems some sort of pattern to some lights that are dimming. Glowing brighter than dimming. And you stepped in to see what you could do. And an alarm started going off.
Yeah, I remember that we had said something about looking for a circuit breaker to turn on all the lights so we could get a better look around. Then the laser tripwire was tripped. What happens next?
So, you step in. The alarm is tripped. The alarm starts going off. And starting from the tank that's right in front of you, you see the liquid start to just drain out. Not onto the floor, but just to...
into a conduit of some sort.
Yes, yes. It's draining out of the bottom of the tank and disappearing.
I run over to the panel and look what the panel's doing while it's draining. You said it has a little display panel.
Yeah,
on.
Well, it has a control panel.
Control panel, yeah.
With some, just like a readings keypad.
Press the stop button.
Some lights. It's a numerical keypad.
Okay, so it's just a keypad. That's all it is.
Yes, it's just a keypad. Okay. There is a place to plug in, however.
Like to jack in, or?
Yes. The control panel also has a light on it that shifted from green to red.
Uh-huh. What about the next tank? Is it still green?
The next tank is still green.
Okay.
As soon as that first tank empties, the next tank
turns
shifts
red.
To red and starts to drain.
Yeah.
Is there anything that was in the liquid of the first tank?
There was nothing. As you're doing this, though, the light that is getting brighter and dimming is still randomly showing up around the room.
Does my thermographic vision, can I see any heat coming from any of the tanks or any of the stuffs?
There seems to correspond some thermographic with the light that is pulsing. When it pulses, it gets warmer. When it dims, the heat goes away. The radio crackles, and the other dwarf is like,
all right, you guys are at the tank security level. You're looking for 503. 503, I don't know when it's going to show up at 503, but it's going to show up at 503.
Tank 503?
Yes, tank 503. And you got to be ready to extract the prototype.
They do.
Okay.
How do we extract the prototype?
With the control panel, interface with the control panel.
So, we look for 503.
Can I do a roll a search to find 503?
Yes, search for 503.
Two successes for 503.
Am I still stunned?
No, you're not stunned.
Okay.
One success for 503.
Two successes for 503.
One success for 503.
Alright, you notice that they're just numbered sequentially.
That's what I was hoping. It would be simple like that.
Does it start?
And there's about 50 tanks in a row.
So, we go to...
So, we go to the fifth
row. How big are these tanks?
They look like they could fit a small... child.
That was very specific. Thank you.
Elf-sized child.
So about 3 feet across, 5 feet high?
Yes. Roll memory.
As soon as he gets 503, I tell Blondie to jack in.
You don't gain a memory, but you remember that the black bags in the waste management room are also not fully sized or small. As you guys are making your way down the rows, one of the tanks next to you as you're walking down does get brighter.
I'm going to go ahead and aura. So that would be 9?
Yes.
Oh.
Guys, I hate to do this. I'm going to have to get out. I'm getting pegged by my child to come home.
Okay.
Okay, we'll find a way to kill you.
I apologize for that.
No worries. Thank you for coming.
I had a blast. I want to stay and play, but unfortunately, fatherly duties.
You run to the previous stairwell to guard.
Yes. I run to the previous stairwell to guard. The one that I set the flashbang on and blow myself up.
If there's one thing that we're good at, is killing characters. So
we're very good at that.
Heroic and epic.
Yes, we will make that happen.
Fantastic.
We will sacrifice your body willingly.
Thank you so much for coming. It's
been way too long. Yeah, I know. I'll have to get back into doing this more often now. But thank you for running. It was a pleasure to meet everybody.
Yes.
Gentlemen.
Good to see you again.
Aaron.
Take your troll chested self home.
Troll chested.
Troll's running, smacking himself in the face.
Man, that is one hell of a jockstrap.
But in the meantime, I rolled 5 successes.
You rolled 5 successes. Alright. So, do you see a aura start to form? Does not fully appear.
It's starting to coalesce.
Yes. So, Jordan.
Yes.
You motioned that as you did that, you were reaching
out. Yes, I was reaching out my hand.
With your hand. So the aura is the shape of a small humanoid. And then it reaches out, and on the inside of the tank, you see a hand start to, small hand, start to coalesce.
Am I close enough to touch the outside of the tank, the corresponding spot?
Yes.
I would like to do that.
Okay. Do that, and the hand actually starts to mimic your hand position and to line up with your hand.
Can I tell the species of aura?
No, you cannot. As soon as it does that, the lights start to fade and the aura retracts.
Is there any way I could boost the lights? Like try and keep it here?
Not that you would.
Okay.
I mean, you could push buttons on the keypad.
Don't go, don't go, don't go. Can I make note of the number of the tank? Is it like 403?
251.
251. I know.
And then somewhere else in another row, another spot, and you see the light.
I'm going to rush over that way.
It is quite a ways away.
Okay. Well, would I be able to sense the corresponding aura from a distance?
Yes. That's not something you have to roll
for.
Because part of Shadowrun is if you have the ability to read auras, it's like sort of the same way we did Julian's elemental thing. He's seen that, he can recognize it.
Okay.
So you have seen that aura, you can recognize
it. So the aura is jumping from tank to tank.
It is.
Interesting. Can I discern whether or not it's leading towards 503? Does it seem to be like moving like in a spiral or a cube or...
You cannot tell. However, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take over the troll while the troll is still with. You see the troll start to point and is noticing a pattern in there. So the troll is going to... troll's going to make a roll. Nice. So the troll is pointing out and the troll... I was going to say,
I think we need to get to 503 quick.
Okay.
I'm noticing a pattern here.
As soon as we got there, I told Bondi to jack into it, so.
Yeah, so make your way over to 503, 10 rows down, third tank in, it would be 503. Genie goes to jack in, plugs the deck in, and she's like, now what? What are we supposed to do?
I unplug it from the jack and plug it in my head from the deck.
Do you know what you should be doing?
No, he said jack in. I go on the radio. On the deck or in, on our...
Use the deck.
All right, I'll plug it back in the deck.
Plugs back into the deck. He says, like...
Now, when it comes time, I still don't know when that's going to be. It's on a rotating modulation. I can't figure out the pattern.
And the troll's like, I have. I know the pattern. If I'm right, it'll be here in the next 30 seconds.
So at this point, I've rushed over. I'm at 503.
Okay. You see about halfway down the row behind 503, the light comes on a tank about in the middle of that row.
So I point at the light that's coming on. It's like, there it is. It's moving towards us.
And as you point, you see the aura also in there.
Pointing at us. Is that the prototype?
Whatever that light is the prototype.
You can see what's in there?
Yeah. It looks like a small child.
You see a hand press up against the tank that's...
Look, that's can you see it?
Everybody sees a hand. You see a second hand.
It looks like it's trying to get out.
Press up against.
How far along is the draining?
You hear coming from back where you came, draining about 2 or 3 rows. You see a face come to press up against the tank. The face is of a child. There's no hair.
Does it have rounded ears or pointed ears?
Rounded ears. Everybody roll memory.
That's 5.
1.
The closest I've gotten so far. A 5.
So that light, the figure starts to recess back and the light starts to dim. Mm-hmm. Here on the radio, it says,
Eugene's gonna have to act quickly on 503. Once it comes on, you gotta act quickly. I can't do it from here. So.
What are we doing? What do you mean act quickly?
You gotta stop the modulation.
How do we do that?
Genie, this is what you're supposed to be doing. You're gonna have to remember. I can't do it from here.
Remember, Genie! Slapper.
She plugs in and then a interface pops up. She's surfing through trying to figure out what she's supposed to do. As she does that, you see a wash of red lights coming from behind. And you realize that all the tanks in the road behind have illuminated to a red light. And the draining starts happening a whole lot faster.
Really?
So, seconds later, the light starts to come on 503. It is a,
here we go.
It's a greenish light. Immediately, a hand presses up against. Okay? And then frantically, like swimming forward, is the child again. You see the child's face much more clearly.
Is there something that I can do to try and keep the child in the tank longer than, like, maintain its aura? Can I feed its aura so that it is strong enough to stay where it is?
Yes, you can try and do something. So roll 9 again.
As soon as the light starts, I yell Genie to start
and
modulating. Demodulating.
Genie starts typing away.
3 successes.
So as you do that, there is like this bubble of light that sort of appears around the child's figure.
Okay.
Simultaneously, the light, instead of slowly coming up, immediately just goes to full brightness at the green light level. Mm-hmm. And Genie, at that point, actually starts to like wince in pain a little bit. She's like,
Probably getting a little bit of feedback overflow.
She's like, this program, it's fighting back.
Fight it, Genie. Fight it, Blondie, you got it.
You can do it.
At that point, the light in the tank immediately shifts from the greenish light to a red light.
Not good.
Just like behind. Now there is, so it's creating this weird effect because there is this bubble around still containing a greenish portion, but the red light seems to be causing the bubble. Jordan, your character will notice some fluctuation in that bubble. And here's another thing. As soon as that tank shifted to red, all the other draining stopped.
So it's like all of the suction is focused now on this one?
No, all draining.
Oh, all draining
is stopped. All draining has stopped.
Including this one.
And all the rest of the tanks automatically go to red.
So there's this room red full light red.
Kind of permeating the entire room now. And the child in the bubble starts to become aware of what's going on around and is like moving frantically, trying to get out.
Yeah, I'm going to try to break that tank. Swinging the stock of my shotgun against that glass tank.
Okay. Stock of the shotgun. You are going to roll 3D.
One success.
This stock just kind of bounces off. Doesn't seem to be any effect on it.
Can we shoot the tank, like in an area that wouldn't hit the...
Small child.
My thought is if we can at least like cause a spider web effect.
Yeah.
Then it would be easier.
Yeah, start breaking the glass. Or is he taking up a good chunk of this tank that we can't...
I mean, it's a large tank, but it's not a huge tank. The child was taking up most... when they are reached out, okay, that's about the size of the tank. So... with the child flailing around in the middle, that would be a hard shot to take. You can sense that the bubble is getting weak. It's getting thinner.
Can I reinforce it?
You can go ahead and try. Same with 9.
Orc, help me with this. Let's try to break this down.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
5 1s.
On 90.
On 90. That's a glitch.
That is a glitch.
Your mom's a glitch.
Are you getting any successes?
One success.
Okay. It's a glitch, not a critical glitch.
Yeah.
Because you got a hit. All right. So the barrier shrinks in. Kind of intuitively, you try to reinforce it, knowing it was getting thin, and it shrunk itself all the way in, and there is a thin barrier around, like touching the skin of the child, and the child freezes and cannot move, but you see the child's eyes widen, looks of sheer panic.
Do they look more physically present, or is it still just an aura?
You know, if physically the child is there,
okay.
100%.
So, well, now that they've shrunk down, it might be easier to break the container without hitting them.
The troll steps up and just says, "Move!" and has a big combat axe. So a lot of things are happening simultaneously here. Does everybody move out of the way for the troll?
Oh yeah.
Jeannie doesn't move out of the way. She collapses. And at that point, you see the red light in there start to dim. The troll swings a hefty swing at the glass of the tube. The troll's gonna roll edge as well.
Why can't you get any hit? Can you roll edge on memory?
You can.
I want to start doing that.
All right. So the troll hits the glass. It doesn't spiderweb, but the blade of the axe pushes in and then sprays the liquid right into the troll's face. The troll immediately covers his face, falls back, and now is getting flooded by this liquid, and the skin of the troll just starts to slough off.
Goodbye, troll.
We never knew your name. You're a good man.
Troll.
Yeah. Man troll. I'm actually gonna kind of try to make sure I'm not touching any of that.
Sounds like a good idea.
And after only, it seems like 5 seconds, there is nothing but a puddle of goo.
From the troll.
From the troll.
Did Jeannie get hit?
Jeannie did not get hit. She fell off to the side.
Is the child left standing inside the tank?
Yes, the child is standing inside the tank and is kind of up against the side because they've got the barrier around and they can't move. Eyes are moving. That's about the only thing.
I think you can let him go.
Okay. So I stumble away from the tank and the mess all over the floor, and I try and relinquish.
Is the axe still in the tank?
The axe is still in the tank.
Okay. Maybe we need to break this open the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Taking the axe?
Orc, you should do this.
Yeah, I'll take the axe. And I will smash it.
With a hammer?
What's that?
11.
Oh, that's a lot of ones.
It's not more than half.
No. Three successes.
All right. The glass breaks and large chunks start to fall off. You release the barrier. Child kind of falls to the bottom in a kneeling position and starts gasping. It's just... And the child is going to just look around. It's like, oh no.
Are you the prototype?
Am I what?
The prototype?
Yeah. What? What is that?
We don't know. We're trying to remember.
The radio crackles and it's like,
yes, that is the prototype.
I grab the kid and start running towards the stairs. Grab the kid and run.
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds like running is a good idea.
It does sound like running is a good idea.
I go around one to the stairs, up or down.
Okay. You ran to the stairs. Just leave Jeannie on the floor.
Oh, she was collapsed.
Yeah, she collapsed.
No, I think I will attempt to try to pick her up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. She's very light.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's small.
She's a small elf.
Small. Yeah, I rate the dwarf. Is it up or down?
The radio crackles is like,
the roof. Get to the roof. Get to the roof now. They're here.
Okay, so I start running up the stairs.
You hear the door, opposite door for the stairwell. Open up. Boots. And everybody starts running. Yes, roll running.
That's what we rolled earlier.
Yes, what you rolled earlier.
Can I use my edge?
Yes, you may. Okay, so mark one edge point, and you're adding 4D.
So I'm down to 4 edge points. There are 3 edge points total.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me my running?
Yeah.
4D. You were 8.
That was 8. Wow.
I'm going to go ahead and spend an edge as well.
So you're going to add 2D and mark with 1 edge point spent.
So I only have 1 after this. Okay. I'm not side giving some.
Yes. 5. Nice.
2.
3.
2. All right. It's a pretty clear path. You hear running footsteps behind you. As you get to the stairwell door, you hear over the... Seems like intercom system. A female voice.
Gentlemen, we have a security breach.
It's May.
And as soon as they hear the voice, the child is like, starts panting, and it seems frightened. It's like, mother, oh no.
It's okay. We'll protect you.
No, you don't know. You don't know.
No, but we'll still protect you.
And you hear the radio crackle.
The roof! The roof! Quick! I don't know how long I can hold them!
I'm running as fast as I can.
So, yep, we're all running.
Everybody roll memory.
Single happy little...
I'm using a...
I got a edge. 6!
I got a 6 too!
Nice!
Here we go, see?
So you already got 1, so okay. Your target number is 6.
Oh!
For this one.
So yeah. Then I won.
So you got it.
I got it. I can either up my memory or
you
I can...
up your memory. You can get... your second memory, or you can get more detail on the first.
I will take my phrase.
I'm going to go ahead and up my memory.
How many edge do I have full?
One is.
You have 4 edge. So you can roll 4.
Haha, I got 1 success there.
All right.
7.
So, mark down and spend 1 edge.
Yep.
And you upped your memory.
I did. I jumped from 1 to 2.
Now, you can choose to share that.
Yeah, what was the name of the building we're in?
It's the
Omnicorp.
Okay, that's cool. I don't think it would mean anything to anybody. So.
I'm just running.
The voice continues.
Tell them my child was not leave this building.
Radio. You hear gunfire.
So So is this like coming over the loudspeaker in the PA system in the building?
Yes.
Looking up, can I tell how many more floors we have to go?
A couple floors.
Okay.
Ten story floors.
Okay. I'm just hoping as fast as I can with this kid.
Same. Okay. As you're going up the stairs, Jeannie starts to come to. She's shaking. She's like,
what's going on?
We're running.
We're headed towards the roof. We're getting out of here.
Okay. All right. My head is spinning. My head's pounding right now. Oh my gosh, that was so hard.
I want to talk to the kid while we're running.
Okay.
Man, it really seems like, you know, your mom is really greedy.
No, not my mom. Mother.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
Well, maybe if you keep telling me, it'll jog a memory or something.
I just want to go home.
Where's home?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Join.
All right, you get to the roof. You get to the doorway for the roof access. So you get to the top of the stairs. There's a door that says roof access.
How is it locked?
That door is not locked.
Okay, then I go out on the roof.
You push through that door. That door does actually not lead to a roof. It leads to this storage shed.
Makes sense.
And there's, on the opposite side, there is another door.
Mm-hmm. All right, I kick the next door open.
Kick the next door open. There are four figures that seem to be looking at a vehicle that is parked on the roof.
What's the vehicle look like?
You would recognize it as a hover vehicle.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to run to the vehicle, and if one of them is in my way, I'm just going to like run into like tackle and keep running.
How close are they?
They're maybe about 50 cars.
Okay. Are they all bunched together, or are they at separate quadrants of the vehicle?
They're all on one side. They're all on your side of the vehicle. They're faced away from you looking at.
Do they look armed? Are they like pointing guns at this vehicle, or are they?
They're not pointing guns. It seems like they're investigating the vehicle.
I would like to turn the roof into quicksand underneath their feet.
Don't do that. I'm running. Like, I'm running towards the vehicle.
They have not noticed you yet. You want to do some magic.
Yes.
You're going to do a corresponding magic check for this.
I rolled a 3 successes.
3 successes. All right, so what happens? Ground does not turn to quicksand.
Boo.
There are lightning arcs that come from the vehicle.
Cool.
And sort of, they go diving out of the way so they don't get hit. Squawking over the radio, you hear the dwarf. He's like,
ow, what the crap was that?
Roll memory.
Can I spend an edge?
You may spend
an edge. So that would bump me to 4. I got a 6 and a 5.
All right, you needed a 6. So you can either get more detail, get another memory, or increase your memory.
I'm going to get another memory.
All right.
I'm not going to remember anything.
You will not remember anything.
Thou shalt remember is nothing.
And from one of the figures that dove out of the way, you hear a shout,
from behind!
Roll initiative.
So what's my initiative?
What do we roll? And now you get to finally know what your initiative is. Jordan.
Yes.
8. Dwarf. 8. Orc. 6. And Wandy.
I got a single success.
You got 3. Blondie got 2.
I got 3.
3 and 1. Alright.
So we can roll simultaneously.
Yes, you roll simultaneously. And initiative for our goons.
Get them to chop off.
Okay. This is a ping pong. Nice.
How close are we?
You started sprinting.
As soon as that door is open.
So you are maybe about 30 yards.
Is he in danger of getting hit by lightning?
No.
Okay.
It was a
one-time jolt.
It was a one. The lightning dispersed, and then that was it. So you got 3s?
Yep.
Yeah.
2, 1. All right. So
I'm running flat out.
You're still running. You're not doing anything else.
I'm straight out running, get on the ship so I can drop this kid before I do anything else.
Are you carrying the kid?
I'm carrying the kid. That's why I'm doing nothing but running.
Okay. I'm behind him, so I'm greater than 30 yards.
Yeah, unless you started running, you're about 50 yards.
Okay. So 50 yards from the vehicle. From the guys?
From the vehicle.
And then, they were right up on the vehicle. Okay. So there are air handlers on top of the roof, so there's cover if you wish to.
So that's what I'm going to start moving, bounding between cover and trying to move towards the vehicle.
Do you want to take shots or?
I have a shotgun.
So you see two of the figures get up. One throws off a trench coat, and it is a orc. And he sees the other orc coming towards him, and he starts running straight for the orc. You see a dwarf roll to his feet and then immediately dive behind cover. Genie ducks quickly off to...
He's got a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Genie immediately ducks behind cover, and you see her just... Looks like she has no clue what to do with this thing. She's just from behind, just bang, 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 and ducks down. Did I get anybody? No.
Yes. Me. You got them all.
Remember, Tam, she is not.
You see a human figure that dove to one side, just calmly slide behind cover, and then pull out a rifle of his own and take aim. And you see sparks fly from the cover right as Genie got behind it.
What I really want to do is just surge bind myself to the chopper and just... But I don't think that's going to work. So I think I'm going to go ahead and pull out my shotgun, and I'm going to take a shot at the guy who's charging at him.
Okay. Now remember how shotguns work.
Well, it depends on what you have in it. It could be buckshot. It could be slugs.
It's true.
I was assuming that this was the slugs.
They would be slugs.
Okay. Still don't got a lot of range on a slug. No. But.
I mean, I can use my pistol.
50 yards is a long way with a pistol.
Yeah.
I would think 50 yards, if I'm going to use a shotgun or a pistol, I'm going to use the pistol.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and use the pistol.
Okay. Good. That was a good choice there. All right, so you are going to roll 7.
I roll because I'm doing something to react to somebody else.
No successes.
No successes.
Oof. All right, so the shot goes well.
I hope.
The last remaining figure crouches, pulls out a pistol, and is shooting for the orc.
I expected it.
2 successes at that range. It's not enough. Shot it.
Yeah.
Also goes wild. That is the initiative pass. Nobody has a second initiative turn.
Nope. So we roll initiative again.
So you roll initiative again.
Is that correct?
8.
Oh, because, yeah, that's a lot of ones there.
That is. It doesn't happen for initiative.
You're lucky.
It's not half.
It's not, oh.
Oh, yes, it is. It's not more than half.
Yeah, it's exactly half. I guess I'm going first.
Before that, everybody roll memory.
Memory.
I got a 6 and a 2.
I got nothing.
Ooh. I got double sixes.
All right. You're at 3rd. So your target was 5. So you guys succeed. More detail. Another memory. Or upping your memory?
I think I want another memory.
I want another memory. Right. I'm pretty sure I know. I have some ideas.
All right. Your last action was running. Your last action was a shot with
Shooting with the pistol.
With a pistol. You get a sense that you felt very comfortable with that pistol.
It was a great feeling.
You ran and ducked and cut. Okay. And Genie ran and
shot
wildly. She's like, I hate this thing, whatever.
What else do you have?
Nothing ranged.
It's like, this is too big for me. And she just drops it.
Activate camouflage armor.
What every girl needs is a submachine gun that fits into a box of chocolates.
Alright, so threes?
I got a four.
You got a four.
I got a two.
Alright, so you are...
Alright, how close is the orc that's running towards me?
About 10 yards from each other. So, you guys will... You can meet this turn. As long as he keeps running.
I draw my survival knife, and my intent is, as soon as I can, I just stab the knife straight into his face. While running.
Alright. High skewer. Roll a memory roll. This is actually pretty good.
Jeez, Johnny.
Why didn't you use edge, I guess. Got three more edges that I can use.
So that gives you three die.
Yeah.
No, four. No.
You roll your total edge.
Got one.
Alright, so that explodes.
Seven again.
God.
I told you, I'm not going to remember anything.
Let me roll for you.
You don't know why you did this, but as you went to grab the knife and you went to lunge, you laid the child down behind you. And it was just like a...
gentle, like,
it was
one smooth action.
It felt very smooth and natural just to, boom, the child was gently down behind you and you went to thrust the knife. All right, so now we'll do the knife thrust. Go ahead and roll nine.
Nine is also.
Two successes.
All right. So the way this works is an opposed test. So the person you are trying to fight against actually also rolls.
Uh-huh.
And whoever has more hits wins that. You hit.
Almost critically
glitched.
So you hit.
All right.
So now you are going to, roll strength.
Which is nine, or seven rather.
Seven,
I think.
Yes.
Yes, seven.
Seven. Roll seven.
The strength is 2+4. At three.
So you were actually adding three to this.
Okay.
So that's the amount of physical damage. Because it's a hit.
Yeah.
It's going to be at least that much damage.
So at least his strength divided by 2+1.
Yes.
Plus whatever he rolls here. Plus these successes.
Yes.
So it could be strength divided by 2+1 plus his three successes.
Yes, which comes out to, what was it, seven?
I have a seven strength.
Yes, 3 divided by 2, round down, is to 3+1 is 4, plus his 3, so
seven.
It's going to be 7. 7 points of damage. Oh.
One success.
One hit, so it goes down to 6 points of damage.
Yep.
Okay. And that's physical damage.
So that orc lunges and stuns back, and... actually loses his next spot in initiative because of that hit. And now we are to threes.
Okay.
Genie activates the chameleon suit and then starts sprinting towards Johnny's old character.
Okay. Is yelling something part of an actual action?
All right. So actions that you get free action.
Okay.
Shouting something is free. Doesn't cost anything. And we got a hint at this when we did Stargate. Free action you can do on your turn. You can do two simple actions or a complex action.
Complex action is shooting, or is that a simple action?
Shooting, if it's a semi-automatic, is a simple action. So you can take two shots.
Shooting a shotgun is a complex.
Shotguns are semi-automatic.
No, yeah.
Oh, okay, are they?
If it's single shot, SS would be the code for that.
Yeah.
That would be a complex action.
Okay, I'm going to yell, "Someone should let May know we got her kid up here," as I take a shot at whichever dude is closest to me.
Closest one is going to be that orc that just stuck out a knife to the face.
Yeah.
Because that's the only one that advanced. Everyone else just kind of ducked for cover.
Because we have slugs in these, and we know that. How close is he?
Kind of running.
Give me about 25 yards.
Okay, yeah. I'll take that shot.
You are rolling 3.
Figured it wasn't going to be much. No successes. I can shoot twice.
Yeah.
So I'll take another check.
Yeah.
Two successes.
All right.
At the dude who just took the knife to the face.
Yep.
He's not dodging that much.
No, he's not going to dodge that. Damage code on...
7P.
Gosh. One success.
One success, so he takes it down to 6. He drops.
That's 12 hits of damage. I grab my knife back out of his face.
There's another pang and sparks fly where Genie was and is no longer. And then there's a shotgun blast that punches a hole in the air handler.
At my cover. Okay. Coming from the same direction, not behind us.
Yeah, not from behind. Yeah, it's coming from.
Yeah.
All right, Jordan.
Yes. So one is down, there are 3 remaining.
Yes.
Yes. There are 2 that are behind cover and 1 crouched right in front of the vehicle.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and shoot at the one that's crouched. And I'm going to use my simple action pistol.
A semi-automatic.
Yeah.
So you get 2 shots. And you are rolling...
7, if I'm not mistaken. 7. 2 successes on the first shot.
Okay. That hits.
Okay.
Are you taking the second shot?
I am taking a second shot.
Yeah.
Might as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is 2 successes again.
2 successes. And that's a hit.
Nice.
So almost a critical hit.
Yeah.
So
let's take 2 shots. 5.
2 shots of 5. Gonna roll a body. Yeesh. Just stage this down. Nothing. On the first shot, it takes 5. Second shot,
1.
So 1 success. So it takes
4.
9 total damage.
Ooh. Does that kill him?
It does not kill him, but it does drop him. He was crouching. Now he goes to...
prone.
Well, no, he falls backwards. Supine position, and he's going to take a shot in that direction.
He's minus a lot of D.
Minus a lot of D. And he's also supine, so... And he misses.
Can I make a statement as well as a...
Sure.
I want to go, when you get to hell, you tell them Cat sent you.
Okay. All right, before we roll initiative, the child stands up with a blank stare, no fear on its face at all, strolls towards the vehicle. We'll pick up there next time on Bone Thrower's Theater.
Thank you for listening to Bone Thrower's Theater. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.